Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is about how to take criticism in stride. We all get negative feedback from time to time. You can't please everyone. Plus, none of us is perfect. So sometimes criticism can help. But there are ways to distinguish between helpful and unhelpful negative feedback. And being able to do so can help us keep moving forward. Today's tip, like a few others this week, comes from Todd Henry's new book, Daily Creative. In this guide, Todd shares 366 tips for helping creative people stay prolific, brilliant, and healthy. One tip is about how to deal with negative feedback. Todd recounts the time that he had read a bad review of his podcast. He decided to do a little experiment and pasted the reviewer's username into his browser, along with the word review. The result? Many, many one-star reviews disparaging all sorts of podcasts. Apparently, this person had never heard a podcast that reached an acceptable bar. It's kind of funny, but, you know, also par for the course. As Todd writes, you will receive negative feedback for your work, and it's important to receive that feedback with grace and perspective. He continues that in this case, perspective means understanding that rather than building something of their own, some people just spend their energy tearing down the work of others. We can all wonder why people feel compelled to do this, but there's no doubt that some do. On the other hand, sometimes critical feedback is helpful. I have worked with some great editors over the years who weren't exactly warm and fuzzy, and they let me know when a draft wasn't working. When they were right, they were right. And if someone can show me exactly what I am doing wrong, that is an incredible gift. I am also grateful to the person who once mocked my speech notes and told me to get my head out of them. For the past 7 years, I have almost universally spoken from memory and generally with no PowerPoint, and it's been much better. Yes, getting critical feedback can feel rough, but if the result is improvement, isn't it worth it? I was once in a group workshop where one person refused to let any of us comment on her work. I thought it was such a waste of an opportunity. We need to toughen up. So how do you tell the difference? Todd has some wise thoughts in Daily Creative. When you receive negative feedback, he says, pause and ask, is the intent here to help me get better or to tear me down? If it's the former, learn from it, apply it, and move on with life. If it's the latter, sweep it into the dustbin, and again, move on with life. It's easy to let negative feedback bother you more than it should, but if it is helpful, it is great, even if delivered with a bit more gruffness than necessary. If it is just mean, then the person's thoughts don't really matter. Go read some more positive reviews if you want to, or just accept that someone out there in this great big world doesn't like you. Oh well. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.